This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Collective smile. I have the special glasses. I can see. Not just here in the U.S., but all over the world. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy, happy to you and yours, because, boy, we have some damn downright depressing things to talk about. And it is the water cooler buzz. This show is about what's happening in your neck of the woods and mine. What are we all talking about? And then, you know, when we talk about it, How do we turn in a different direction? And I guess that's the key, right? Because it just infuriates you, some of the things that have happened in the last couple of weeks to kids especially. So here's the scoop. This is, to me, a very sad story, especially when they knew there was something not right. The 15-year-old, Ethan Crumbley, who is the kid that's now been charged with the shooting at this high school, the fatal Michigan high school shooting, he had two meetings. There was two meetings, including one with his parents, hours before the killings. So he's charged as an adult with murder, terrorism, other counts in connection with killing four students, wounding some of the others when he opened fire just before 1 o'clock at this high school north of Detroit. This behavioral report comes in on Monday. A teacher in the classroom where he was a student saw and heard something that she thought was just not right. This was disturbing. So they had a counseling session about it with school officials, and then a phone call was left with the parents. Then on Tuesday, hours before the shooting, a different teacher, so not the same teacher, a different teacher in a different classroom, saw some behavior they thought was concerning. So they brought him down to an office. They had a meeting with these officials again, called in the parents, and they determined he could go back into class. Okay, it's okay. You can go back into class. He goes back into class. Soon after that, he opens fire outside of a school bathroom, going down the hallway, shooting students in the hallways and classrooms before surrendering in what is a deadly shooting. I mean, it's like they had him. They knew something wasn't right, but okay, he can go back into the classroom. We don't know what the concerns were. We don't know that, but he was allowed to go back to class. And that's, of course, going to be part of this investigation. What did they think? Why they thought that it was the right step? I mean, you're pulling them out. You're calling the parents. They're coming in the next day. So something was happening. You know, I'm sure there are a lot of people that would have liked to be part of that discussion. I would have to think, right? So there was a video statement, because then this starts to circulate. There's a video statement by the school superintendent who said no disciplinary action was warranted following the meeting with him and his parents the morning of the shooting, that there was a lot of talk about the student that was apprehended, that he was called up to the office and that kind of stuff. No discipline was warranted. There are no discipline records at the high school. The student did have contact with the front office and his parents were on campus. So, I mean, this is a thing. What do we not know? There were cell phone videos that he said on that were on his cell phone where he talked about killing students at the high school. That there was a journal that detailed his desire to shoot up the school to include murdering students. Then there was a photo of the pistol that was believed to be the one that was used in the shooting. It was posted to an Instagram account a few days before, where it said, "Just got my new beauty today." And, of course, that's no longer online, but it was shared widely on social media because it was him. It said his name, and he said, "Just got my beauty today," with a big smile, and "Ask any questions, I will answer." And it is believed to be the gun that was used in those shootings. So there were these breadcrumbs that were all over the place, but not tied together. Is there any information that they knew he was headed in this path? I mean, this is an active investigation. This is what they're looking into. You even have the prosecutor, I said this the other day, that is determining whether the parents could be charged. And they expect to know that Friday afternoon. Because what the prosecutor is saying is that when you have a firearm, when you have that ownership, it comes with legal responsibilities like securing the gun properly, ensuring ammunition is kept separate, right? So there is much more to come in this. But premeditation is clearly here. I mean, look at the digital evidence that they've uncovered in the writings and whatnot. I mean, that is there. Clearly, that's in their possession. And just the thought of the students running away and just the luck of somebody not being in his sights and getting out in time is frightening. It's just awful, awful, awful to think about it. All right, a couple of other quick things that we'll throw out here that affect all of us, and it's, would there be a government shutdown? I mean, does that affect you? It could, because of what it would mean if there had been a government shutdown. So Congress passed a stopgap spending bill. It'll be 11 weeks, and that stops the whole shutdown thing, right? Now, the Republicans wanted to throw out the vaccine mandate, and they wanted to hold this up and put that in there. So there was lots of arguments that ensued about it. But of course, in the end, that didn't happen. And the House and the Senate passes this and it's 11 weeks and then they're back at it again. There's such a log jam with all kinds of legislation. This is huge. I mean, this is the Mac Daddy. What do you do if you're not funding the government? Who's affected by that? I mean, we're used to these government shutdowns, right? I mean, every single time it's like the curtain goes up. Will it be dramatic? Will they finally come up with a way to fund the government? Will there be Social Security, Medicare benefits that won't stop? Will the Postal Service continue to deliver our mail? Will the military functions proceed as normal? Right? I mean, will the national parks close? Right? Will they close? The good news is, if you had to get a passport, which that could be dicey, especially with what's happening with an Omicron now and the new variant, but you can still do it because for 11 weeks, everything is funded, my friends. Funded. All right, I'll meet you on the flip side.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. I'm fond of saying, Ernie Papa. His book is And God Whispered, A Message for Our Time, Book One, The Call to Oneness. Ernie, thanks for popping on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
So
great
what
to
led,
be here.
What led you down this path of writing this book? Tell us.
Well, yeah, this was a, this, yeah, this has been the culmination, not the culmination, but the result of many years of searching and spiritual exploration and practices. And, you know, it was putting it all together. And also, early in my life, I began to receive little kind of indications. I call them whispers, whispers from God, whispers from the universe. And that was in my 20s. So that continued through life and helped me to help guide me to make decisions, spiritual decisions, life decisions, and so on. And ultimately, I wanted to lay these down and share them with the world because they're very beautiful, they're very moving, and they take the reader in within themselves. It doesn't take the reader to some other place, but it takes them within themselves to their own personal power, to their own personal connection with the universe.
Ah, and so in the book, as you say, and you weave the tale, what was the thing that was eye-opening to you, I guess? What was the thing that resonated with you that you wrote?
Well, the thing is that we're all because of the way we develop our personalities on Earth, we have a separation from the universe. A separation is a result of the way we develop our personality, our formation as from childhood on. And we have to find ways or use techniques and practices to kind of dissolve that separation and create the unity, the oneness with all that is, all of the universe, everyone, everything in the universe. That's the main message is how do we do this? How do we make this connection, which as a result of this connection, we can live a fuller, more harmonious, joyful life and begin to radiate and grow internally, grow spiritually.
Yeah. When you wrote the book was, and your intent is, and people are listening, what is, and you've said it already in this conversation, what do you hope ultimately, if someone goes through the whole book, what do you hope the big takeaways are?
Well, the takeaway is, as people, this is the kind of book that you put it into your phone or you carry a copy yeah. with you, and you just open it anywhere and you just randomly take selections from the whispers. Each chapter has whispers, which are from God, from the universe. And as you read these whispers, a person, a reader, I read them myself as if I didn't write this book, because it doesn't come from me. It comes from the universe. And one begins to feel cared for and loved and confident and comforted. And that is the basis of the beginning of spiritual growth. So that as people read the whispers and then begin to practice them, perhaps the meditations, pray the prayers, state the affirmations, reflect on the pondering sections, and a kind of, it's a growing process where people can begin to see within a few short weeks, people would begin to see changes in their life, profound internal changes
yeah.
in a good way.
Yeah. And
yeah.
you talk about, even in the introduction, you talk about what's the secret of creating a dialogue with God or with highly evolved beings called angels. And you talk
yes.
about that there's countless stories of people being helped in times of danger or peril. I love those stories, by the way,
yes,
how they
yes.
survive and how that happens and all of that. And I think that people want proof. And I guess when we hear some of those stories, that feels like proof to some people. Do you think I'm right, Ernie?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Because of our separation, this separation that we kind of live in from the universe, We aren't experiencing those things. And then all of a sudden there's a crisis and something happens and we're in danger. And all of a sudden these beings come through and they make the connection and they give help and they create a loving, care for us. And we have that experience. So those experiences are the separation breaking down and the universe coming through and helping us. It's just it's a huge sign that it's all there for us to dwell in, for us to contact and live in, that oneness.
Yeah. Will you write another book after
yes.
this one?
Yes. Yes, I have probably two or three others that I can evolve this book into, or evolve this movement of whispers. There's so many, because I've recorded these for years and years. And yes, I will follow that up with other books.
I love it. And God Whispered, A Message for Our Time. That's the shortcut. You can find it. Book one, The Call to Oneness. It's a 7-week process for spiritual awakening, by the way. That's another subtitle on it. As Ernie says, you can pick it up at any point and any place. And you can get this book, of course, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Yes, and I have a website as well, and godwhispered.com. And
perfect.
godwhispered.com. That's perfect. And it's in addition to that, I lost my train of thought there. But it's available. It's available on the website and wherever books are sold. Oh, I know what I wanted to share. There was an ad in the New York Times in their 125th anniversary edition for the book, That was October 24th. So, you know, it's unfolding in various media out there. And this is a great connection that, that you're giving us here, a connection with all of your listeners.
Well, thank you for coming on, and good luck with the book, and thanks, Ernie.
You're welcome. You're most welcome.
All right, we move from Ernie to a big shout-out to the Lions. The Detroit Lions are finalizing plans to honor the Oxford shooting victims, the kids that I mentioned at that high school during Sunday's game against the Minnesota Vikings. So high five there. I think that's fitting. And with heavy hearts, I think that's a really good thing absolutely to do. The week kicked off. The Cowboys put a very tough November behind them with a win against the Saints. It looked like this was going to be a lot closer in the beginning of this. 27-17 was the final score, so the Cowboys are 8-4. I mean, they got a hold on the NFC East. The Saints are 5-7 with their fifth straight loss. Part of what happened in this game is they had a handful of interceptions on three consecutive series they did. And one was finally returned for a touchdown, so that kind of iced the game there. And that was from a defensive tackle, Carlos Watkins of the Dallas Cowboys. But this is an interesting time for the Saints, and an interesting time in a different way for the Cowboys, because they were dealing with COVID problems. They had the return of receivers Amari Cooper, who tested positive for COVID-19, so he was finally back. C.D. Lamb, who had a concussion, he was back, and they made a big difference. That was part of, I think, what happened for them. But it was really the defense that was so huge for the Dallas Cowboys. And by the way, nobody nailed the score. That was our nailed the score game this week. A lot of people coming kind of close, but nobody nailed it. You have to completely nail the score. I have a good feeling that somebody is going to nail the score. We've had winners in the past. We do the nail the score thing on our Wednesday show, first hour, last segment. Call in. I pick the game of the week. You just tell us who you think's going to win and what the score is going to be. Like our friend Pete in Texas, and often Sharon in Maine, and TB, who listens to us in Wisconsin. They email. Lots of people email. So you can email or you can call the show. Buccaneers and Falcons, this is a little mini man cave for you there. A 1 o'clock game on Sunday, also part of the 1 o'clock games. Cardinals and the Bears, Chargers and the Bengals, that could be an interesting game. I mentioned already the Vikings and the Lions with that tribute to the kids who were killed. Giants and the Dolphins, the Eagles and the Jets, the Colts and the Texans. I think the second best game might be on Monday, though, the Patriots and the Bills. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another government shutdown risk has been addressed. The Senate approving a stopgap funding bill that will prevent a federal government shutdown at least through mid-February, as senators voted 69 to 28 to push through that measure, which had been passed by the U.S. House earlier in the day on Thursday. Lawmakers had been facing that deadline of Friday midnight before a government shutdown would have been triggered. Alec Baldwin giving his first interview since a deadly shooting on a movie set where he pulled the trigger.
I've spoken to the sheriff's department multiple times. I don't have anything to hide. You know what I mean?
During that interview with ABC News, Baldwin was asked about how that live round made its way onto the movie set.
That's for a criminal investigation to solve. I have no idea. I have no idea. I take that back. I have some ideas, but that's not for me to say.
The incident left the cinematographer on the movie Rust dead and its director wounded. And this is USA Radio News. A standoff with police in Lower Manhattan leads to a man eventually surrendering, but not before he put a shotgun up to his neck while outside the United Nations, demanding that a bunch of paperwork he had with him be delivered inside to United Nations officials. A New York police negotiator worked things out, and the man laid down his weapon once the negotiators agreed to deliver the paperwork, but as for what it was...
They didn't have any specific meaning that was related to anything related to terrorism. They were medical papers and some other documents.
And the New York First Deputy Police Commissioner Benjamin Tucker there says they did end up taking the man into custody and they took him to a hospital for mental evaluation. President Biden speaking yesterday at the National Institutes of Health, saying the administration has a plan on fighting COVID-19 over the winter months.
And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing and a lot more.
USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Nightly recap, a couple of big stories we've been talking about. The House passes a spending bill, so Senator Schumer says, hey, there's optimism that the Senate can avert a shutdown. Nothing is off the table, according to the White House, as Omicron is found in the 4 states. We knew that this was going to happen, right? So you're not surprised by it. It is scary. Coronavirus cases in South Africa tripled in 3 days, so all that fear is churning up. And what does that mean for you and me? Because that's what it's about. What's happening to us? What's happening to others globally? So how about this? Let's talk about the what's going on with Congress. It looks like a lot of that last-minute maneuvering paid off, believe it or not. So government shutdown? What government shutdown? Stopgap bill. That's it. Bending over to extend funding. And that's the key. You can hear them in the background, right? The possibility of the shutdown, they said earlier in the day, not off the table. But Schumer said, yeah, no, I don't think so. Senator Roy Blunt from Missouri, a member of the Republican leadership, in fact, was on the tube today. I saw him, said that leaders were trying to find that way to clear the way for the vote. That's what they have to do. And there you go. So I look at, once again, the same scenarios that we constantly are talking about. But it doesn't help to see the shutdown because, again, that would be crippling, especially in a time when we find ourselves in the middle of yet another variant that's not clear what you're protected from, what has to happen. I mean, really sad story today, in fact, that I was looking at as far as a Christian TV network founder who discouraged vaccines. He died. He died after being hospitalized for COVID. He was pushing the no vax. In fact, I met Marcus Lamb, I know at least once. He's incredibly prominent in the Texas area, and he founded Daystar Television Network in 1997. And here's the thing. His wife announced his death on Daystar's program that was streamed to Facebook on Tuesday. She said her husband had diabetes but was healthy and was hospitalized after being diagnosed with COVID-19. Diabetes is a terrible risk for COVID because it's an underlying condition. So, you know, he again was healthy. They say he was very healthy. He ate healthy. He kept his weight down so he wasn't overweight. He always kept his sugar at good levels, but trying to treat COVID with pneumonia and all of that in between made it so difficult. And look, on his show, he spoke out against the vaccines. He, in an episode earlier in the year, he featured anti-vax activist Robert Kennedy Jr. and Del Bigtree. And he said the COVID-19 vaccine was not really a vaccine, but an experimental shot, and that it was dangerous. And Lamb alleged that people were dying or having neurological disorders from the vaccine. That's interesting because Robert Kennedy Jr. has been a guest on this show in the past, not to talk about COVID, but to talk about vaccines. So needless to say, the vax wars, the mass wars, all the same scenarios that we constantly talk about are still, you know, seeping into our way of life. And now, Omicron, you talk about, do you need to change holiday plans? And what the top docs are saying is no. If you're vaccinated, don't. You know, there's going to be stricter testing requirements for travelers coming into the U.S. That's kicked in. That's, you know, for people coming in from other countries. But, you know, what is the key? What is the key to all this? And my question is to you, how do you feel about this particular variant? Thumbs up or thumbs down as far as getting a booster and then moving forward and thinking that you're going to be getting shots, vaccines, and pills for the rest of your life? Somebody said to me today, it's going to be like the flu. Do you think it's going to be like the flu? You can always send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. All right, speaking of COVID, the NFL suspended three players, including the Bucs' Antonio Brown, for violating COVID-19 protocols. Because in the NFL, you don't have to be vaccinated, but you have to be tested, and you have to has to be known that you don't have a you're not vaccinated so that they can test you. So Buccaneers safety Mike Edwards, free agent wide receiver John Franklin III, who had been on the Bucs practice squad, were the other players that were suspended. So suspended without pay following an investigation that determined the three violated COVID-19 protocols, right? And this is for Brown, it was that he owned a fake COVID-19 vax card in an attempt to avoid the whole protocol thing. So all three players accept the discipline and the fines, and they're not going to appeal the decision. The Bucs released a statement saying, we appreciate the league's timely handling of the matter and recognize the importance of the health and safety protocols that have been established. And then they move on. I mean, that's what it is. Brown's attorney said, and in fact told, I want to say CNN, I saw this today, that Brown is vaccinated and continues to support the vaccine for any person for whom it's appropriate. So, you know, he's obviously going to be motivated to return in week 16, and that's that. All right, you want some good news? This made news. And it's funny because I haven't been to a fast food window in a very long time. The other day, we went to a fast food place, and it was Burger King. It was Burger King. Don't tell everyone because I'm eating healthy. But Burger King's Whopper is turning 64 years old. So they're making the price to match that. So this Friday and Saturday, Burger King is going to sell that sandwich, you know, the big old Whopper, for 37 cents. They're calling it a two-day birthday bash. So again, Friday and Saturday, and it's going to be offered exclusively to members of the chain's Royal Perks Rewards program and can only be ordered on the app. See, there's always a catch. But it is interesting that Burger King first started selling the Whopper in 1957. And you think of the Burger Wars, right? And what's different about Burger King from other burger joints? I mean, it's kind of a interesting argument to have if you are eating burgers. You know, I know so many people now that are going plant-based, so they're eating, like, veggie burgers or whatever. Call me a burger girl. I like burgers, and what's the qualification for me is it has to be hot. I hate it when you go and you get a burger and it's cool. That's, like, no way to serve a burger. I like, and it sounds so simple, right? But maybe it's because of the amount that's being produced. I don't know. You know, there is absolutely something to it, though. I'll say that. This is so sad. And this is the aftermath, and this is the buzz in our virtual water cooler conversations. It's the Michigan school shooting. It breaks my heart. It does. I know so many people from Michigan, not connected to this particular school, but a 15-year-old opening fire at Oxford High School on Tuesday, killing 4 students, injuring 7 others with a 9mm SIG. It's a semi-automatic pistol, obviously. And they say his father, you know, had bought it just 4 days earlier. So is this a tragic reminder about locking guns up with kids? And I am about gun rights, absolutely. I just had this discussion at lunch. I have a girlfriend who was telling me, one of my good friends, that we were talking about guns, and she has a Glock. And she said, I said, well, what do you do? She doesn't have kids. So what do you do if you have kids? Well, of course, lock it up. But I said, but if you lock it up and you're trying to protect yourself from burglars, how quickly, boom, is it the hand thing where you can get the gun right away, or how does that work? In her case, she keeps a loaded Glock under her bed, she said, so she can roll over on the other side, grab it, and as she was told, if you're going to own a gun for protection, you know, the idea is don't use it. You don't want to use it. And the other idea is if you're going to use it, you got 3 seconds, right? So this is just an example. She has no kids, no connections to children right now where they would be in her house. In the case of this family, obviously he had bought it, and sadly the son found it, and sadly he took it to school, and the children that were killed and the children that were injured are a sad reminder of what can happen. You know, there is this epidemic of mass shootings and horrendous school massacres. It just, the list just keeps getting longer and longer and longer, and it's sad. I mean, more recently, look, Republican state legislatures, and as I said, Republican state legislatures have been trying to make it easier to get firearms, you know, not only to get them, but to carry them around. And I'm not against firearms. I am for responsible gun ownership. And there is a thing. It's like when people talk about accountability. Could it be 100%? Nothing in our lives is 100%. But could that have been prevented if it had been locked up? Could that have been prevented? I mean, there's the heavy, heavy, heavy question that hangs in the balance. I just feel for those families and the kids in that school and the friends of the kids and the lingering effects that will have on everybody involved, because it will. It absolutely will have an effect on any of the people that found themselves in that, you know, position. All right, so with now the 4 state, New York confirmed 5 cases of Omicron, the variant. Oklahoma sued over the vaccine mandate for the National Guard, so there's a standoff happening there. I mean, this is just part of the stories of what's going on with COVID. Colorado became one of the states to detect a case of the virus. And, you know, this is scientists are looking for clues and looking for what can we do. And, you know, you can't be alarmed, but you have to be vigilant. You have to be vigilant about what's happening. So Minnesota and Colorado both confirmed cases. And I think we're going to find that there's going to be more. People are still going to be required to wear masks on flights, airplanes, trains, buses, all that kind of transportation stuff that kicked in March. All right, hang with us. We're closing out the show in this final turn next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome to the show, Howard Michael Gould. Boy, he has these three novels. So you've got Below the Line, a Charlie Waldo novel. You have Last Looks, a novel, a Charlie Waldo novel, book one. You have Pay or Play, a Charlie Waldo novel, book three. So obviously, and it's the trifecta. I love that because you really get invested in a character. But Howard knows how to do this. He's been in the business. He's been a TV screenwriter, producer, etc. Been involved with some really big names in Hollywood and some great productions. And so it's no surprise that this is a book, these three books that and character that you get involved in. Howard, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this. This is your baby. Tell me about Charlie Waldo and how this came about.
Well, it actually came about about 10 years ago, started writing the books, I had thought of him as a character for a TV series. I had been mostly a comedy writer before that, but I got hired to write a couple of detective things, and I liked him a lot. And I just was sort of casting about looking for a real high concept hook for a character. And I started to see some things about people who had sort of divested themselves of their things for various reasons and living as minimalists. And the extreme version of that, and this is real, people who cut down to 100 things that they own. Your bowl is a thing, your spoon is a thing, your shirt is a thing, and you've got 97 left. And I started to think about what in a detective's past might put him in a place where, out of a sort of penance and a goal of not doing any more harm to the earth, he would live such a hyper-environmentalist, minimalist life, and came up with Charlie Waldo. And I actually went out and pitched it as a TV series to a network where they applauded at the end of the pitch, which was the first time I'd ever had that happen in my career. And then 3 days later, they passed because they said, here, we do cops, not private eyes. And I thought, I don't know what to do with this anymore. And I put it away for a while. And then I wrote it as a screenplay. And then it was sort of on track to get made a couple of times and kept falling through. But I loved this one so much, I didn't want to let it go. And I tried writing a novel, which I had never done before, and it sold right away. And now we have three of them and the movie coming out in February. The first one, which was Last Looks.
Wow. So tell us that process. What was it like that you said you had never done a novel? Here you are a skilled screenwriter. So now you have to adapt to that format. Was it easy to adapt?
You know, at first I sort of treated it like I would an overstuffed movie. I had done so many drafts of it. I thought, well, boy, I can use every scene that I like that I had to keep cutting out for time. And I went back and reread some of my favorite detective novels and read a handful more that I had heard about that were really good. And I came up with sort of, you know, what now seem kind of simplistic guidelines. You know, I said, well, I like when there are about 30 chapters. I like when the chapters are about yay long. So this is great to read before I go to sleep or something. And then just sort of broke my overstuffed movie outline into 30 pieces. And then just tried writing one to see what it would be like. And I showed it to my wife and she really liked it. And then I wrote six more. And when I had seven, I went to two friends who had written novels and I said, should I keep doing this? And if either of them had said, no, stop, I probably would have. But I got a lot of encouragement. And when I finished, I got an agent right away. And he said, we're going to sell this right away. And he did.
Wow. So you talk about the movie coming out in February and Last Looks, Charlie Waldo novel, book one. Tell us about that book. Tell us about a little bit about what happens to Charlie Waldo.
Well, when we meet him, he has been living in seclusion for 3 years in Idlewild, which is a town way up a mountain outside of L.A., and he's lived actually as a hermit out of punishment, self-punishment, for a case that went terribly wrong that resulted in somebody inadvertently losing his life, an innocent person who Charlie Waldo thought he had figured out had committed a murder. He had gotten a false tip, and he accepted the false tip and got the guy put away, and the guy got killed in prison before Waldo could get him out. And so he goes up, and he's living like that, and his ex-girlfriend, who is a private eye, comes to try to talk him into working a case with her. And it's a sensational Hollywood murder case. It's a big star who's also a belligerent alcoholic who in a blackout drunk may or may not have killed his wife. Everybody thinks he did, but a fancy Hollywood lawyer wants a private eye's help in trying to figure out if maybe he didn't. And Waldo first says no, but then a couple of things happen that kind of force him off the mountain and into the case. And in the movie, they're both great. Charlie Hunnam plays Waldo, Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy in a bunch of movies you'd know. And Mel Gibson plays the blackout drunk actor, big star, and they're both fabulous in it.
Wow. How interesting. It had to be interesting with the casting. Did you just know, I mean, Charlie especially, he seems perfect for that role.
You know, he's great for it. There's a whole long matching process, you know. You know, some agent reads it and says, oh, this big star will want to do it, and then they don't. And then another star is in it, and you do some rewrites to try and make it fit that person, and then for one reason or another, the timing isn't right, and they fall out. When Charlie Hunnam came along, it was just a perfect marriage, and especially when he read the book and was able to get deeper into understanding the character, he just totally embraced it. And there were a lot of similarities. I mean, Charlie Hunnam went so far as to go live alone in the woods for 2 weeks before we started shooting, right before we started.
Wow.
And we shot on location. We were shooting Atlanta for L.A. We shot, you know, about a week's worth of exteriors out here in L.A., but a lot in Atlanta. And Charlie went out there with 100 things and kept himself Spartan in the same way that the character Waldo does. So he really connected with him.
What do you hope people take away from reading your novels?
Well, I think this is what happens with the people who like them. First, I hope that they're going to be very entertained. They're complexly plotted, but they're also very funny. I mean, that's the thing we sort of haven't touched in this, is that sentence by sentence, page by page, there's a lot of humor to them. And they're sort of unusual within the category in both trying to be sort of, you know, a full-on legitimate dark detective story and also funny along the way. But what people often say to me is that after they've read one or all three of these, they find themselves thinking like Waldo a little bit all day as they buy something else that's wrapped in plastic, you know, or look at buying something disposable that they don't need or that'll mean throwing away something else that they already have, which is great.
Yeah, exactly. It gets you thinking. There's no question about that. And you got a fourth book coming along, right?
Yeah, I'm about halfway through the process of writing a fourth book. Takes me about a year to write one of these. I think that's longer than most people in the mystery category. And I don't know if that's just because I didn't come up writing those or what. But, yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so these books, Last Looks, a novel, Charlie Waldo novel, book one, Below the Line, a Charlie Waldo novel, Pay or Play, a Charlie Waldo novel, book three. I love it.
You don't have to keep making a Charlie Waldo novel, but those are the three, right? Last Looks, Below the Line, and Pay or Play.
Yeah, and I think it's good because when you look it up, it's easy. They'll all come up. It's easy to find them on Amazon or Barnes and Noble, that's for sure. So
good. For
you, it's just a waiting process now for February and the movie because who knows what happens, all the specifics of that kind of just fall into place.
I don't feel like I'm waiting. I mean, we were waiting for a long time because we shot this in 2019. We shot it before the pandemic. And then the whole figuring out how to release it, figuring out whether to take it to a festival. I mean, they planned to take it to a festival, and then that festival got canceled. So we've all been waiting 2.5 years by the time it comes out.
Yeah,
but
wow.
I just get up and work every day. I've got a couple of TV projects that I'm dabbling with that may turn into something, and definitely a fourth book in the works. And when the movie gets closer, we'll have that to celebrate.
There you go.
People will like it. It's good.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Howard Michael Gould, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Looking back, pre-keeping track. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.